Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Stand Up for News. We are stand-up comics,
yes,
and we tell the news. I am your host, James Esterline, Mac James, and this is my co-host, and I'm her co-host, Robin Macho Woman Savage. Say hello.
Hello, everybody out there.
Our other co-host is the comedian, Joe T. Izzo. Say hello, Joe T. Izzo.
Hello, hello, hello.
And our stand-up for news correspondent is back as well. And say hello, Ace Williams.
Hello, Ace Williams.
And my OG, original gangster from last season all the way to now that we started this thing. It's been a year and about 2 months now, bud. Your co-host and mine, Russell X Mania.
Hey.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm on meds.
Oh, man. You took him, huh?
He's edging?
He's on the edge. No, he's on meds.
I'm on meds, baby.
Oh, look, Matt left the room. We can say whatever we want now.
Oh.
Okay, we'll be good. We'll be good. So, stand-up for news out there, everybody, is what it sounds like. It's stand-up comics, and we tell the news. I'd like to get right to it. Then we'll talk about our shows coming up, and then we'll talk about our sponsor, Mod Jointment. Okay, Robin, fire when ready. How's the news going for us?
Okay, let me take a look.
Well, because the news can't just stand up for itself, you know. We have to stand up for the news, because the news was born in a wheelchair without legs.
Absolutely.
The result of social structures drinking during pregnancy.
So, a Kentucky man found 700 Civil War coins buried in the field outside of his house. He told the Stand Up for News reporter, "I was hoping for a haunted baseball team to play there, but finding a bunch of money's nice, too."
Okay, next story. Flags will fly at half-mast today by order of Ron DeSantis in honor of Second Judicial Circuit Judge James Jimmy Hankinson. Because of the move, Donald Trump wanted to flip the script and accuse DeSantis of being woke. Russell, we're going to have you next in order, buddy.
Okay. A Kansas district judge, Teresa Watkins, has ordered the state of Kansas to stop allowing transgender people to change their sex on their driver's licenses. So I guess in Kansas, jails are going to be really big on gender reveal parties.
Yikes.
Yikes.
All right. Well, in Santa Cruz, an otter keeps on hassling surfers. So, yeah, check this one out. This otter in Santa Cruz keeps on stealing surfers' surfboards. The 5-year-old female was a southern sea otter and was first seen hijacking surfboards in last September. Officially, just successfully drove her away from the area, but she has since returned with a blonde wig and earrings.
I saw the video and I read the article. Wildlife officials are trying to capture the surfboard stealing otter in Santa Cruz, California. If caught, she'll be hanging 10 years in prison. Why are they trying to catch an otter? Like, it's so silly. And when they was caught, she was like, "Oh, it was the otter guy." This is utterly ridiculous, you guys.
I heard the photographer catching the footage said it was utterly ridiculous.
That's what I just said. I'm sorry. I didn't know you wrote the same thing I wrote.
It writes itself.
Yeah, I guess it's ridiculous.
I mean, like,
I'm sorry.
An otter stealing surfboards. Like, for real? Like,
see, in my world, an otter is a whole different thing altogether.
Yeah. Chris is an otter. Our music director, Christopher Wright.
What?
It's an otter.
Okay. All right. An extremely overdue library book has been returned to the Massachusetts Library 119 years after the due date.
Crazy.
Yeah, once it was returned, Florida announced it would immediately be banned in their schools.
Wow.
That's a good one.
In Pennsylvania, prison inmate Michael Berman climbed workout equipment to leave through a roof and shimmied down a rope of sheets to escape. His cellmate was quoted as saying, "That dude was always so condescending."
All right, it's my turn.
Yeah, buddy. Okay.
Nico's Steakhouse in Pace, Florida had to permanently close because they found meth in the soy sauce.
Nice.
After seven people were in the hospital, the police do an investigation, but there were no arrests. They couldn't prove who did it. However, this sounds so Polk County, doesn't it? I mean, Polk County is supposed to be the meth capital of the world. We don't have Japanese restaurants like this. They'd be booked every day from open to close.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think I've eaten at this restaurant because, like, how do you lose weight eating Japanese food every day? Like,
I'll have
a bunch of methy.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Okay.
Damn shadow people. I am up next. All right, so let's go to technology news. Okay, so in technology news today, we find out that AI has been added to military applications.
Oh.
It's about time.
Yes, like we have seen, they are now installing them in F-16s to be fully automated.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, you know, somewhere out there, there is a John Connor that is really disappointed in all of us right now. You know?
No. Oh, I bet he had to terminate that.
Yeah.
All right. The biggest python ever found in Florida was discovered last week at 19 feet and 125 pounds. But Rick Scott still holds the record for biggest snake.
Okay. He's starting to look good now, though.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was kicked off the Freedom Caucus, which is an uber-conservative group in the Senate. The reason for kicking her out is she was really giving off small caucus energy.
A bystander's video of two women having a violent brawl at the Wynn Casino in Las Vegas went viral. The man who took the video, who happened to be in a girl-girl cat fight, said, "Jackpot!"
All right. So a woman in Maine punched a bear that was chasing her dog and ended up getting stitches. The bear ended up getting a restraining order.
Are you okay, Russell?
Yes, bears mean a different thing in my world too. Grr, baby, grr.
Embarrassing.
Oh yes, that's embarrassing. Needless to say.
A woman calls 8 on your side last week after finding 4 bats in the past 2 months in her apartment, and the landlord refuses to help because they are protected. You're not allowed to kill these bats. Maybe she should try out for the Tampa Bay Rays since she's got so many bats. Thanks, Robin.
There you go.
Being the only one to enjoy that.
By the way, I love it.
Number one in the American League, and we're whooping everybody. You know, we had 3 players in the All-Star game.
I love a big bat.
I'm saying, you know, Matt's watching the Rays right now.
They're not until tomorrow.
Oh, he's watching baseball.
You know, I have the baseball game on. It's a replay of the Rays' first ever game that's on television now.
Oh, cool. That's a super fan
there. That's with Wade Boggs, right?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
One time, Wade Boggs sat at my bar for his fishing tournament at the Vinoy, and he left his sunglasses, so I took them. And then the next day, they were at my house. Next day, he came back. Who'd expect Wade to come back? And he's like, "James, did you find a pair of my sunglasses?" I was like, because he bought one for every single person on his tournament. Like, there was all kinds of celebrities there that night. Wade Boggs drank more beer than I've seen anybody. He drank 30 beers minimum that night. Every night. He always has his fishing party there. That dude is gangster beer drinker. All right, well, go Rays. I hope they win that game.
They lost the opener 11-6 to the Tigers, and... Yes, I support the Rays, but I grew up a Met fan.
I remember because I was a Tigers fan before I've been here for so long. I switched over.
Go Phillies! Get off our network.
Yeah, no, go Phillies.
Go Phillies.
Let's restart. Does anybody remember whose turn it is?
Oh, okay.
I think. Robbins.
Okay. Oh, I was saying.
Fire away then.
I got one joke and three punchlines. Okay. A plastic surgeon who live streamed procedures on TikTok is banned from practicing medicine in Ohio. Punchline number one. The good news is she now has a popular sound on TikTok. Okay. Second punchline. Even the Chinese spies felt like she took it a little too far. And third punchline. She was quoted saying, they filmed surgeons on the show MASH and no one got mad at them.
And now the lazy man's report on sports. Hey man, like there's these two teams and they're like playing with this ball, man, and like one of the teams won.
Oh, good.
Sounds like a date I had once.
Championship game.
All right, so in Pennsylvania, they might be changing their tunes. Lawmakers have considered replacing the state's official song with Kid Rock's Ball with the Ball.
Yes.
Makes sense with Fetterman.
I'm happy with that.
Kind of does.
Six Mexican officials dead after a helicopter goes down and crashes in Nepal after attempting to fly passengers over Mount Everest on a tour. The pilot's last words over the radio call were, quote, Kobe. Which, Kobe, get it?
Yeah, my son does that shoot all the time when
you make a shot,
it, yeah.
Yell Kobe. And also Kobe crashing a helicopter.
My favorite's when you explain
I hope they ever rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll ever rest in peace. All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. I'm going to do a few This Week in History jokes. I'll do my first one. Actually, it's Last Week in History, July 5th, 1948. William Booth founded the Salvation Army in London, inspiring generations of people worldwide to pop some tags with only $20 in their pocket. You remember that song?
And now the Lazy Man's weather report.
Hey, man, like, you know, outside, man, like, you know, it's like really hot.
Oh, yeah, it's hot, man.
Thanks for the update.
What do you got?
I'm only sitting here on the back porch. I got up here. I got a sleepy Joe Biden woke up from his nap and wants to study ways so we can block the sun. Yes, block the sun to stop global warming. Now, mind you, the Atlantic Ocean right now, surface water is 100 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Gulf is 97. So he's taking this very seriously. But at the same time, yeah, we can artificially do things. But, I mean, if you block the sun, oxygen doesn't get made. There's a whole bunch of scientific things that he's got to, you know, I mean, unless he's getting the science from Pee Wee Herman, I don't know what this is going to do. And while I got there, I got one stupid joke that's going to get me canceled. So I'm going to go ahead and say it before I forget it. What do you call a Camaro that identifies as a Firebird?
Huh.
A Trans Am.
That's a good one, Russell.
I'm getting canceled. That's okay.
That's okay. Let's burn together.
We burn and fly. We're flying burn.
Standing for knees.
We're burning just like all the gay bar crotches.
Oh. Ain't nothing happening here. Because I'm not the parrot. World famous parrot.
The parrot, the oldest bar in all of, what do you call it?
The oldest gay bar in Florida.
Well,
at least it's still up.
It's your turn, Joe.
All right. But, we already did the oily pants. I'm sorry. There's just so much news going on.
There's
so much news. Yeah, so Florida deputy motor survivalist swept through a storm drain amidst a huge rainstorm. So he was lucky to be alive after he was stuck in a storm drain during a torrential downpour. And that's just the news.
passenger of a car was shot and killed in yet another stand your ground case last week in Florida, you guys.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, he did call shotgun.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott Patrick's on hold. What's up, buddy? Our man on a street. Man on any street. What street are you on today? Welcome.
Right now, I'm in Gulf to Bay. I'm at a coast-to-coast pond selling my iPad for more crack because it's International Rock Day.
Hey!
International Rock Day. How you been doing?
Right, so.
What's up? You got some news to stand up for?
Yeah. There's a woman in Missouri. She won a Guinness World Record because she got her cow to perform 10 tricks in 1 minute.
I saw that.
She said the hardest part was getting 10 Johns that could nut in 6 seconds.
Scott, I appreciate you calling in, man, because you and me started this show. We were the original members, and then we added Russell on board. What else you got for us? What streets have you been on, bud?
I got another story. In Toronto, they have asked patrons to stop showing videos to the primates because now they can't get the gorillas to mate without each wearing a Matt Rife mask.
Same here.
Well, I got one for everybody. Have you heard of a glory hound before?
Glory hound.
Glory hound.
I've heard of glory holes. Glory.
And have you heard of glory holes? Well, have you ever heard of a glory hole hound? No, it's not a dog on the other
end of
a glory hole. It's the person who cut the glory hole who expects acknowledgement and a thank you from everyone that uses it. That is in the dictionary now.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yay. Webster put it
in
yay.
A little cute kid that used to be on the TV in the 80s put it in his book.
Yeah.
Okay, I got another This Week in History joke. This Week in History, July 6, 1535, Sir Thomas More is beheaded for refusing to swear allegiance to King Henry as the head of the church. The man's last words were, "Can't I just call you the pinky toe of the church instead?"
And now the lazy man's best friends report on politics. Hey, man, like, there's a dude in politics, man. His name's, like, gerrymandering, man. We got to get that dude out of politics, man, because he's messing everything already up, man. Like, gerrymandering's got to go, man.
So, in Ontario, a woman has made the World Guinness Book of Records for collecting 1,618 toothbrushes.
I saw that.
That's, yeah.
I couldn't think of something.
Yeah. Yeah, she did not use a single one of them, though.
Oh, no.
Yikes. That's true.
Dry rot.
You just see her
Brussels loss.
Right. Okay, I got one more before I got to go. New York City is sinking under the weight of its buildings. Actually, all the buildings weigh 1.68 trillion pounds. So wouldn't it just be easier if all the fat people left? And on that note, I gotta go.
Now, Russell, I gotta ask you one more thing. Has Lewis tried Mod Jointment, that sample bottle I gave you?
I did actually try it on my sore toe, and it did help a lot.
Yes, and would you buy a bottle from me when I see you next?
Depending on how I have money, but yes.
Come on now, I know you're a comic. And Mod Jointment is our sponsor.
Yeah, so why would you expect him to have money?
Mod Jointment is our sponsor. Mod Jointment is an entrepreneurial brand new THC CBD infused ointment. It's made with honey oil, and it's also made with mint. It smells amazing, and it works within 5 minutes. Robin, I want to ask you, how is your husband doing now that he's been using it for about a month now?
Oh, he loves it. I mean, he, like, lubes up every night before bed.
God.
I mean, like, his body. Like,
it is ointment. It's
ointment. Yeah, it's an ointment. He puts it on, fixes all his ailments.
And Joe, you work with your hands. You work at a tattoo shop. You're an owner of a tattoo shop.
Yes,
and your hands have to hurt. I'm a bartender. My hands hurt. It saves me. I use it every couple weeks, and it makes the pain stop for a few weeks at least. Just one application.
Oh, I use it multiple times a week, actually. Like, I'm like that little spray bottle that you gave me is, like, down to, like, halfway. Like, you know, and I'm like, spraying it on my hands. I rub it in, and I just let it go, and, you know.
5 minutes later?
Yeah, sometimes, like, if I have a smelly client, I just put some on my upper lip and my mustache here. And
I do have that beard oil as well. I'll bring you a bottle. Yeah. That, the sponsor, My Jointment, makes a beard oil with the THC stuff. Give me a call. Anybody wants a free sample of My Jointment, hit me up, 727-479-5861. 727-479-5861. Don't call the station. Call me personally. I will make sure you get a free sample of My Jointment.
Don't go get their jointment. Come get My Jointment.
Yeah, anybody that you know suffering from joint pain, aches, it works on headaches. It works on everything, basically. So, let's get back to the news.
So, an alligator was spotted in a Pennsylvania creek. When it was finally captured, the alligator said, "Don't send me back. Don't send me back."
There was a 48-hour drag show in Oregon set a world record. Did you guys hear about that? It started 2 days ago, and it's over now. There was even a donkey in the show, you guys. Yeah, but after the first 24 to 30 hours, they said they were getting tired and started to drag ass. Scott, what else you got for us, buddy?
Yeah. I saw an article today that the younger generations are starting to call women snacks, which kind of makes sense because nowadays women may have a package that contains some nuts.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll do my last This Week in History, and then I have a my final joke. I want it to be the Bob Huggins joke in honor of our...
of the show you hosted Monday there at Twisted Tiki, you guys. Every other week we do a show there. Mike, we're going to switch to a showcase, though.
Yeah.
So we can have a better quality product for the place because they really enjoy it. So, So it's going to be the 25th. And Nathan Gilardi, he used to be on Stand Up for News as well. He comes in sometimes. He will be there July 25th, right?
Yeah, July 25th.
Captain, my captain.
Captain, my captain segment. Welcome back, Captain Jim.
Ahoy, matey.
We missed you, my dog. What's going on the high seas, my friend? We miss you a lot, man.
We do.
It's been quite an adventure. We sailed up from Miami, and we were in New York just yesterday, and then we headed up the Long Island Sound, and today we're in Martha's Vineyard, and we're getting quite a warm welcome from some old friends from the group, and it's just been an amazing trip, guys.
How amazing. I'm so happy for you.
Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, I think it was like named after Martha Stewart. I'm not sure.
I think she
owns like everything.
How many child traffickers have you seen?
Oh God, they're all over the place, man. It's like bed and breakfast. They're all over the place.
That's hilarious.
I got six.
All right.
I haven't run into the Obamas yet. I'm still hoping to run into.
Did you run into any news to stand up for?
A little bit. I heard this week that they declared three beaches along the New Jersey coastline as unsafe. There was sanitary issues and so forth. Turns out that happens to be the lowest amount of unsafe beaches in New Jersey City history since its founding in 1702.
Well, we got time for Ace to talk about a very good cause that we're all going to probably participate at. I'm going to be there. So, Ace, can you fill in some time for us real quick tell us what's up?
Actually, I got two events coming up. A week from today at the New World Brewery, July 20th, we have a show that I'm producing called Stand Up for Democracy, and that's for the North Tampa Dems. That's going to be headliner Jay Hewlett coming in from Los Angeles, along with Steve Netta, Philly comic, Bash from Tampa. It's going to be a great show. $25 tickets for that. VIP tickets are $50, and you get preferred seating and a drink ticket. So you can get tickets online at ntd.blue. That's ntd.blue. A week after that, Thursday the 27th, we're having Cans for Comedy, which is a regular show that we have every month. It's at the
great show.
It's at the American Legion Post 139 at 3818 West Bay Vista in South Tampa, just across the street from Britain Plaza. That starts at 8:30. We're going to have an open mic show, and we have our featured comic Jay Hewlett, who's still going to be in town. He's going to do the show for free for that show, and it's going to be a great show for, especially if you're a young comic and you want to get your feet wet, you want to learn from some pro comics while you're there. It's a great time. People bring in cans of clothing, and that goes to Homeless Helping Homeless.
It's a great cause, and the crowds there are awesome.
Crowds,
very cool and welcoming. And so, what do you use your next, what do you want to plug real quick there, Joe?
I actually have a gig coming up on Saturday, July 15th. I'll be down at the Blueberry Patch in Gulfport.
Nice.
Oh, okay. I will be doing comedy relief and hosting for the Firewater Tent Revival Band. It's It's a hippie band, so there's going to be plenty of dreadlocks and no employed people.
Have you guys been there before? Have you ever been there?
Oh, the Blueberry Patch? I love the Blueberry Patch. I've been there many times. Cool, man. Yeah, it's very cool, very cool.
Guys, anybody out there, go check it out in St. Pete, man. That place is really cool.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, check it out this Saturday. Come down. I'm going to be, you know, slinging jokes and hosting folks. And it's a really cool venue to come down and just check out, like, you know, like, art in creation, know, like it, the whole place is just amazing. One big art install. It's awesome.
Piece of art. The whole property. Yeah. I can't even describe it on the. But Scott, what do you have? What do you? What's your next thing you're plugging, buddy? Scott Patrick. Oh, he's off.
I did have one more thing I could bring up. I just got booked for a upcoming podcast show called The Drunken Cockatoo Show, which I'll be playing a foodie. It's a foodie comedy show where I'll be playing a genie that cooks up some incredible meals, and it's going to be broadcasted in Australia and or Europe coming up.
So awesome.
Drunken Cockatoo comedy show.
Is it, there are two of them or just a bird?
That's a bird kind of thing.
Okay. You still there, Russ?
Russell's gone. Okay.
Speaking of podcasts.
Jim left.
Speaking of podcasts, our other co-host, Manny, has a podcast that I've been on a couple times. He's got a couple podcasts. Oh, you've been on it too, Joe.
Yep.
He's got a couple podcasts he's doing.
What's it called again?
I think it's called
Inside Manny.
Inside Manny.
We did. I did an interview with him. Me and you. That was awesome. I think he didn't really have a name for it, and I thought you know every episode should be something Inside Manny. And that's how you like if you don't have a name for it, just you know ad lib it.
That's it for us, you guys. You guys ready for it? Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
We'll stand up for you. We'll see you next week.
Stand up too.
Don't sit down. 8:30 next week, you guys. Thank you again.
Yes, stand up for news.